Able Township, this is Cum Zombie calling. Sam, are you there? Able Township, this is Cum Zombie. Dr. Mike calling. Sam, are you there? I'm broadcasting on the approved frequency 5250 kilohertz. And just wanted to hear a friendly voice. Sam, are you there? It's quite quiet in the valley. At the moment, just a couple of guys working on the defences. Sorry, I'm not catching anyone. Hope this is recording. Eugene and Jack did say that you were going to record this frequency in case anyone was recording when transmitting when you weren't actually actively listening. So I'm hoping I'm not just speaking into empty air. So if you could pass on to Eugene and Jack, it's really cool to hear their voices and know someone else is alive. Not many people left here, which is probably a good thing really. It was always a fairly quiet valley. It's very green. Hard to imagine anything's really changed in this part of Wales. But you don't hear a car very often anymore. It's one of those valleys. We call it Cum Zombie now. It's a bit of a joke. It's the Welsh for Valley of the Zombies. But was Cum and Canny before, which is a bit ironic really. It means the singing valley, but if you say uncanny in English, it's quite appropriate really. Always was a bit of a strange place. But I also wanted to ask if you could pass on a query to the doctor as to whether dogs or animals can be infected, because I'm kind of hoping that my dog is actually suffering from an age-related brain tumour, but she's starting to be a bit twitchy. I just wanted to rule out the possibility that she could be infected. It's extremely unlikely, of course, but she was eating some fairly suspect meat the other day. How do you handle dealing with the bodies? I imagine that you must have quite a few piling up, especially in times of swarming. But one thing I just wanted to pass on to you is try and make sure that your water supply doesn't get infected. We lost a few people that way when a body of a zombie fell in the pool that fed the stream that we were getting some water from. It's not a particularly nice way to go. I think it's only really the guy who had some fairly nasty ulcers who was actually infected with the plague and turned. But the others just had some pretty bad water poisoning. But that guy, because he had blood in his stomach, I think that must be how the virus vectored him. But make sure that your water supply is clear. That's one of the things that we do now, is when we can, we just walk along the stream and make sure that there's no infections. Anyway, it's a bit hard to talk into thin air without anyone to respond, but just wanted you to know that we appreciate what you do at Able Township and Radio Able. And I've got to get it back on duty. As I said, we're working on improving the fences at the moment. It's a bit low on diesel, so we're only really using the tractor when we can afford to, or when we have to. I've rigged a portable transmitter to come with me when I go on my walks along the stream, and seems to be working well. But anyway, Sam, see you. Bye.